What if our closest neighbor, the moon, isn't as silent and empty as we've always thought? What if there are signs of life, hidden structures, and technology right there, visible only to those who know where to look? Well, today we're going to explore the story of a man who claimed he was one of those rare people, a man who saw the unimaginable on the dark side of the moon. So, what if this answer changes everything we know? Welcome back to Divergent History, everyone. I'm Ralph, here to take you on a journey that blends mystery, science, and a bit of the unbelievable. Today, we're diving into one of the strangest stories you'll ever hear, Ingo Swann's alleged encounters with alien bases on the moon. And as always, we have Wendell here to keep us grounded and maybe add his own twist on things and skepticism.
Oh, great. So, we're doing the alien moon base thing, huh? Just when I thought we were going to have a quiet episode.
Not today, Wendell. We're going straight into the heart of one of the most bizarre stories out there. Secret government projects, alien encounters, and eerie sightings on the far side of the moon. Ready or not, here we go. Before we dive into Swann's chilling experiences, it's important to understand the man himself. Ingo Swann wasn't just a self-proclaimed psychic. He was a figure of intrigue long before he became involved with government projects. Growing up, his family noticed peculiar abilities. He seemed to sense things others couldn't, and his intuition was uncanny. Swann later volunteered for experiments that tested his psychic abilities, focusing on whether the human mind could influence physical objects. One of the most unsettling accounts came during a trial where he was asked to view inside a sealed box. Swann claimed the light inside was burnt out. When the researchers checked, they found he was right. These early successes hinted at something extraordinary and attracted the attention of powerful organizations.
So he predicted a broken light bulb, not exactly moon bases, is it?
Oh, hold on to that skepticism, Wendell, hold on. Swann's talents were just getting started, and soon his abilities would go from predicting light bulbs to uncovering otherworldly mysteries. Swann was known for his ability to remote view, a technique that supposedly allowed him to see things in distant locations without physically being there. Now, I have a whole other video on this topic that you can find in the comments section below. The government was so intrigued by Swann's abilities that they recruited him for a secret project called Project Stargate. Project Stargate, for those of you unfamiliar, was an actual government program designed to test the limits of the human mind. Remote viewers like Swann were tasked with mentally exploring far-off places, not just on Earth, but even beyond. Imagine being asked to project your mind to distant planets or other dimensions to see if you could tap into hidden secrets. And for Swann, this wasn't just theoretical. It was something he experienced firsthand.
Because, of course, if you need a psychic to scout Mars or Jupiter, why not throw government money at it, right?
Exactly, Wendell. And that's where the story takes a bizarre twist. During one of his assignments, Swann was tasked with something even more daring, observing the moon. Now, before we get to the moon, we need to talk about Swann's experience remote viewing Jupiter first. When Swann first heard about this assignment, he hesitated. He didn't want to view something that couldn't be verified, and outer space was far from easy to confirm. But the researchers assured him that NASA's Pioneer probe was on its way to Jupiter, so any findings he reported could potentially be validated. In a remarkable session, Swann described details about Jupiter that were confirmed years later. He mentioned a hydrogen-rich atmosphere, swirling storms, infrared radiation, and strangely enough, a faint ring around Jupiter that wasn't visible from Earth. This was all in 1973. It wasn't until 1979 when the arrival of the Voyager probes that scientists confirmed that Jupiter did indeed have a faint ring. just as Swan had seen.
All right, that's impressive. But predicting storms and hydrogen atmospheres is one thing. Did he really see structures on the moon?
That's exactly where we're headed next, Wendell. Because after Jupiter, his next assignment took him to an even stranger place, the far side of the moon. Ingo Swann's moon mission came about when he was approached by a man he referred to as Mr. Axelrod. This wasn't just any client. Axelrod was a shadowy figure, someone with deep connections to intelligence circles, and he had an unusual request. He wanted Swann to use his remote viewing abilities to look at specific coordinates on the moon. Swann was escorted by the twins, two silent men who accompanied him on various secret missions. These men never spoke unless necessary, never explained the full scope of the mission, and never let Swann forget that he was dealing with forces far beyond his control. Once Swann began his session, he found himself mentally transported to the lunar surface. At first, it was what you'd expect. Dust, rocks, vast craters, barren landscapes. But soon, he encountered something he couldn't explain. He described tracks, like tire marks, and structures that resembled warehouses, domes, and even towers. These were not natural formations.
Right, so you're telling me there's some sort of lunar construction project happening on the far side of the moon. I mean, are they installing solar panels too?
I get it, Wendell. It sounds wild. But according to Swann, these weren't just rocks or illusions. He saw what looked like a fully functioning base. Swan's descriptions became even stranger. He recounted seeing lights, artificial lights glowing in various colors, something impossible on a moon with no atmosphere to diffuse light. He described domes with windows, even fog inside the structures, and most shocking of all, figures he could only describe as humanoid. Swann reported that these beings seemed to be working, going about tasks as if they were busy maintaining or building these structures. But then something unsettling happened. As he got closer, Swann realized they could sense him. The beings turned, looking directly at him, as though they knew they were being watched. He described a sudden feeling of panic, and his handler, Axelrod, urged him to pull back. Swann came out of the session shaken, convinced that he had stumbled onto something monumental, an extraterrestrial presence on our moon. After the moon mission, Swan's life took another strange turn. Axelrod and the twins seemed to have other plans for him. They warned him to keep a low profile and stay alert. But Swann couldn't shake the feeling that he was now part of a much larger story, one that involved forces far beyond his understanding. Swann recounted an eerie encounter he had in a supermarket when he noticed a striking woman who gave off a strange, almost magnetic energy. He felt that same psychic pull he'd experienced during his remote viewing sessions. As he approached, he had a sudden flash, almost an instinct, that she was not human. Swann later shared this experience with Axelrod, who urged him to avoid this woman at all costs, saying she was very dangerous. It was as if Axelrod knew of other beings among us, blending into society, watching our movements.
So, aliens just casually grocery shopping now. I'm not sure if this story is freaky or just plain strange.
All strange for sure, but if Swann is right, it suggests there may be alien presences, not just on the moon, but here on Earth too, hiding in plain sight. Sometime later, Swann was taken on another mission with Axelrod and the twins. They flew north to a remote location where Swann claims he witnessed an otherworldly event. Near a lake, he saw a triangular craft emerge from the water, emitting an eerie glow and strange humming sounds. Swann watched as the craft performed maneuvers that seemed impossible by earthly standards. This wasn't just a UFO sighting. Swann described seeing beams of light extend from the craft, almost as if it were scanning the area. He even claimed to see the craft draw water up from the lake, a scene he could only describe as a reverse waterfall. Swann later speculated that this craft was conducting some type of resupply operation for bases located, well, perhaps on the moon. Swann's story is wild, but he's not the only one to suggest there might be something lurking on the moon. Throughout the years, various researchers, astronauts, and conspiracy theorists have noted anomalies in photos and radio signals coming from the moon. For instance, some Apollo astronauts reported hearing strange space music while orbiting the far side of the moon. NASA, of course, brushed it off as interference, but it left the astronauts unsettled. Photos from the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter have also shown unusual structures, some that resemble spires, towers, and even what look like underground entrances. Although NASA attributes these to natural formations, many argue they're simply too geometric to be natural.
So the moon might just be a giant cosmic construction site that we're totally in the dark about.
Maybe, Wendell. And if Swan's encounters were any indication, these builders might not have our best interests at heart. Swan's book, titled Penetration, dives into even more strange phenomena. He recounts sensations of being watched, sudden moments of unexplained cold, and seeing shadowy figures that seem to move independently of his own thoughts. He also claimed that the government knew far more about extraterrestrial life than it let on, and that there were active attempts to monitor, understand, and perhaps even communicate with these alien presences. According to Swan, Penetration was not just a story about remote viewing, but about the boundaries of human perception and the limits of what we're allowed to know. It raises questions about how much the government really knows and what it's been kept from us. So, what if there really are alien bases on the moon? Swan's story leaves us with more questions than answers, and each strange encounter he describes only deepens the mystery. Whether you believe Swan or not, his experiences serve as a reminder that there's still so much we don't understand. Perhaps the moon, our closest cosmic neighbor, holds secrets that are waiting to be uncovered.
And if you ever see a striking stranger in the grocery store, maybe just stick to the produce aisle.
Good advice, Wendell. Great advice. Thanks for joining us on this journey, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, and share your thoughts, because those small gestures really do make a difference for small channels like mine. Now, let us know in the comments, what do you think? Are there alien bases on the moon, or is it all just a fantastic story? Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and know that you are truly appreciated. Have a great night.